After running into absolute arrogance from the public education bureaucracy, one Texas mom is speaking out. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
A state senator doesn't want future Texans to experience what she calls the crushing restrictions on personal liberties that were imposed during the COVID hype. Today, we'll find out what she wants to do about it. But first up, the Republican Party of Texas has approved three pieces of legislation that meet their criteria for the party's border security legislative priority. The legislation includes two House measures and one Senate bill. If passed into law, one measure would complete the border wall started by former President Donald Trump, while the other two would create an interstate compact for border security. Several other measures are under consideration by party officials who note that this priority of the party is also a priority for both Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. The deadline to file legislation is March 10th. Overseeing the Natural Resources Committee in the Republican-controlled Texas House is Uvalde Democrat Tracy King. King is one of nine Democrats appointed by House Speaker Dade Phelan this legislative session to chair important policy committees. King is one of the longest-serving members of the Texas House, having first won election in 1994. Although he was ousted from his seat by another Democrat in 2002, he won it back 2 years later. In seconding the nomination of Dade Phelan for House Speaker, King said, and I'm quoting here, "Dade Phelan gets it." Well, whatever it may be that Dade Phelan gets, what Texans get in Tracy King is a fairly standard liberal Democrat. He supports abortion, Medicaid expansion, mask mandates, and leniency for criminals and illegal aliens. He's also opposed efforts to secure elections, is against school choice, has worked against lowering property taxes, is fine with boys playing girls' sports, and he works to keep critical race theory in public schools. And so, of course, he's a committee chairman in the GOP-dominated Texas House. Republican State Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham has filed a legislative package aimed at ending COVID-19 mandates. She says her aim is to end once and for all what she calls the ineffective and crushing restrictions that were put in place as an over-response to the virus. And she wants to make sure those mistakes aren't repeated for future generations. Among other things, Senator Kolkhorst's legislation would forbid employers, government entities, schools, and colleges from requiring proof of vaccination from anyone in Texas. Hey, do you know anyone between the ages of 18 and 25 who wants to make a difference in the fight for liberty? Tell them about Texas Scorecard's paid fellowship program. The program offers tracks in writing, research, and administration. Applications are now being accepted for the summer and fall of 2023. Check out texasscorecard.com/fellowship to learn more. That's texasscorecard.com/fellowship. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast. Every weekday, real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine a high school where students are told during class to just play on their phones, or where a teacher quits and is never replaced. Those were among the problems Amy Hayhurst found in Canyon ISD when her son was a student. It got so bad, the family decided to remove him from the school during his senior year. That's when Mrs. Hayhurst and her son discovered the district hadn't been keeping track of his classes. When the Hayhursts added things up, they were surprised to learn he'd already met all the criteria for graduation. This was a mistake by the school that cost her son some time he could have used in getting a head start on college, but it was a mistake that made money for the district by keeping him enrolled. When she filed a complaint using the school's grievance process, Amy was met with what she calls absolute arrogance from district administrators, school board trustees, and eventually the Texas Education Agency. The agency rejected her grievance appeal, saying it wasn't their job to force school districts to follow Texas's education laws. Amy Hay, her son, is now a freshman in college, but she's trying to encourage other parents to get more involved in challenging the arrogance she found in the government education bureaucracy. Check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as get the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Daryl Frost, Soli Rice, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.